BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The British Prime Minister, Theresa May, says her cabinet has agreed a collective position on future relations with the European Union after a marathon day of talks. The deal proposes continued free trade between Britain and the EU and shared rules on goods but not on services. It also says free movement of people from the EU, as it currently stands, will end. Mrs. May welcomed the consensus.
This is a further step, an important further step in our negotiations with the European Union. But of course, we still have work to do with the EU in ensuring that we get to that endpoint in October. But this is good. We have come today, following our detailed discussions, to a positive future for the UK. This will deliver prosperity and security for all our people.
The authorities in Thailand say an air supply line has been successfully installed in the cave where 12 boys and their football coach have been trapped for 2 weeks. There had been concern about falling oxygen levels before a rescue operation could get underway. Jonathan Head, who's at the cave entrance, has the latest details.
Many of the divers have said the route out is just too dangerous to risk. They should be left where they are. That thinking is clearly changing. The impending monsoon makes staying where they are unviable. They could be there for months. They might even lose their only dry spot. So we're hearing very much today about preparations to take them out. The kids can't swim. They are being taught now. They're being practicing wearing masks. And it seems now it's not imminent that the authorities have decided at some point they're going to have to take a chance on the perilous route out with the divers.
Mexico has extradited to the United States a senior member of the Sinaloa cartel drug gang, formerly headed by El Chapo Guzman. He was arrested in May last year. Here's Candice Piet.
Damaso Lopez was a top official in the Mexican prison administration when he helped Guzman escape from jail in 2001. He then joined the Sinaloa cartel and helped run it for many years. After Guzman's arrest in 2016, Damaso Lopez started a bloody battle with Guzman's sons for control of the cartel. He's believed to be an important witness in the case against El Chapo, who was extradited to the US last year.
BBC News.